I thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving the floor. As many delegates stressed in this morning's session, this possible considerations is closely intertwined with the characterization section this morning. However, we all have heard very divergent views on this morning from the very necessity of the section, the relevance or meaningfulness of the distinction between fully and partially in terms of compliance with the IHL, different approach by framing characteristics of autonomy rather than weapon systems to the request for further clarification of the characteristics of laws. Against this backdrop, it's frankly hard to make specific comments on for this possible consideration section indeed, especially without knowing how this the previous section will be revised or developed at the later stage. This is particularly the case given to the fact that most of the language in this section is new in our discussion, as you, Mr. Chair, explained at the beginning of the session this afternoon. In addition, while the title of this section is now changed, the substance remains from the previous text, which is general commitments. Even though the high contracting parties commit part is gone now, is deleted now, the main text in the revised version reads as commitments in plain English language, to me at least. Without knowing again how this section itself or the language in this section will be translated into our consensus recommendation report at the later stage, it's going to be difficult not only for my delegation but for other delegation to present certainty on this section at this stage of discussion. Having said that, following are our general comments on this section regarding paragraph 2A and paragraph 2D. As my delegation mentioned in this morning, we are not fully convinced at this stage that the degree of autonomy can be a realistic criteria in an operational perspective for prohibiting or limiting or regulating weapon systems, taking into account the rapidly changing autonomous technologies and our limited understanding on the technology itself. More importantly, as some delegation mentioned in this morning's session, my delegation is not fully sure yet if degree of autonomy is relevant to the compliance with the international humanitarian law of weapon systems, or different degree of autonomy poses different challenges to the compliance with IHL. We therefore believe that further discussions and clarifications in this regard is needed in participation of legal, technical, and military experts, as suggested in the 2019 GG consensus report, and as many delegations recalled in this morning session as today. Regarding the paragraph 2B, we are positive to this paragraph in a sense that it reflects the purposes and objectives of the CCW. Nevertheless, again, without knowing how the characteristics section will be elaborated, we would like to reserve our further comments on this specific paragraph for the later stage of our discussion. The suggested language from the distinguished ambassador of Japan sounds reasonable to us as well, as it's derived from the consensus report of the 2019 GGE in this regard. Regarding the paragraph 2C, my delegation would like to elaborate our perspectives on the issue of predictability in particular. All weapon systems possess a certain degree of unpredictability, as many delegations mentioned already during our course of discussions, not only this session, but over the last several years. In this vein, my delegation believes that further discussions and clarification is needed if the inherent characteristics of certain degree of unpredictability in laws hampers the compliance with the IHR principles and requirements, rather than jumping into a hasty conclusion, as the distinguished ambassador of India mentioned just before. And the discussion should be fact-based rather than assumptions or hypotheses, not to lead to the unfair or unnecessary demonization of technology itself. I leave it there. I thank you very much, Mr. Chair.